That's what decides what the PE will be. And even on that model that had a nearly perfect record, the market could drop 50% to get back to the normal response of flaky human beings. The normal behavioral responses would have this market at a perfectly respectable 18 PE on Schiller. And it's actually just over twice. It's 37.
And the argument that the introduction of AI and the enormous progress that's been made there and the way that AI is going to permeate through our economies and change our lives as we know them is a justification for the market staying this high, i.e. valuations will grow into reality, or reality will grow into valuations, should I say, make this level okay. That doesn't resonate with you at all.
No, this is the argument used for every important new technology. Every really important new technology has had a bubble around it. A classic example in the old days was the railroads, where it was so obviously going to change everyone's life, and it did, so that everyone could see it clearly. Everyone could put their money in it because they knew it was going to change the world. And so they started to build and design six railroad lines between Leeds and Manchester. And of course, there was an almighty crash, and everyone lost their shirts. It was one of the more spectacular busts. That didn't say that railroads weren't important, or railways in Britain. They were incredibly important. They did change everyone's life. They did elevate GDP and productivity. But they were so obvious that in the early stages, of course, they attracted everyone's capital and a bust. And then you fast forward to the more recent example, and that is the internet. The internet, again, was obviously going to change everything. And it sucked in lots of money, lots of pet.coms, and everything had a spectacular blow up. And let me just focus on Amazon. Amazon went up over a couple of years, 12, 14 times. It was wonderful. And then when the market broke, it dropped a spectacular 92%. You can check this. Amazon went down 92%. And then out of the wreckage, it was one of the handful that inherited the earth and gobbled up the retail market as others gobbled up other things. And all the pet.coms got washed away. It's precisely the importance and the obviousness of the importance that guarantees a bubble. And very few things have been as obviously important as AI. It will, of course, change our world. It is, of course, impossible to know in what ways and whether it will be entirely beneficial or not. And one day, one suspects, we will end up with something like a world run by automatons, cyborgs, whatever we want to call them. It may take 300 years, it may take 50. But, and I lean towards the 300 as long as civilization hangs together, which is another big story we could discuss. But when you get to that point, you have to always remember productivity produces, it has no offsetting consumption. So the way to think of that is just skip right to the end, 100% cyborgs, no workers. What happens to demand? The answer is, of course, the whole system is totally unbalanced. There's no demand, and therefore there's no need for the cyborgs' production, unless you take the value that the cyborgs are producing and pass it through to the average people. So you have to have a very decent guaranteed minimum wage. And as long as you do that, everything balances. And in the old days, by the way, from 1935 to 75, the productivity was 3%, and the rich people got richer by 3% a year, and the poor people got richer by 3% a year, and everybody was happy as a clam. And that turns out to be, from economics and social point of view, the golden era. And then from 1975, particularly in the US, all of that productivity, which dropped from 3% to, say, 2.5% and then to 2%, all went to the top 10%, 1%. The average worker hardly made any progress at all since 1975 for an hour worked. And that, of course, generates a lot of disgruntlement and complications, which we see everywhere, really, including the U.S. Despite our brilliant stock market, the underlying frustration is very high. And the same in Europe. And how that manifests itself is you vote against the party in power. Doesn't matter whether it's right-wing like the Conservatives in the UK, doesn't matter if it's left-wing as in France and so on, you kick them all out. And you kick them out, it's a manifestation of the fact there's a very high level of disappointment amongst a broad band of workers. They're simply not doing as well as they expected, not doing as well as their parents did. Sorry, long answer.
It was a long answer, but it was a good one. Thank you. So that rather